I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, you know what? You can hide age, but you can't hide fat.
Whoa.
It's hard to hide it, unless you wear Spanx, of course.
I would even go so far as to say you can hide age with fat.
Okay.
A lot of times people get fat and their face starts to expand out a little bit from the fat and it hides some of the wrinkles.
That's the truth.
So people lose weight, they look old and wrinkled. Oh,
but have you seen a really old fat person?
That's a good point, Cato. Maybe they were old, but the fat just made them not look old.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's a possibility.
When it comes to weighing yourself, I ask, when was the last time you weighed? And Heidi said this morning.
Wow.
Which is kind of crazy.
No, she said this morning.
Okay. She was not happy about it. But most people do weigh themselves in the morning because they feel like they weigh less.
You do.
Yeah.
I've done it. Because if you weigh in the evening, all the stuff you ate all day is making you heavier.
Well, not just that, but you usually don't have your clothes on, and you can usually go in there and get your true weight.
We'll get to that in just a second.
Oh, okay.
And 10% say they do it at least twice a week. Most people actually weigh themselves about twice a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not for me.
I find myself unhappier when I weigh myself regularly.
Yeah.
After the first week, you start to forget. And then by the second week, you can just tell yourself anything you want to.
Yeah.
Like, it's been 2 weeks ago. I've lost a lot since then, probably.
Yeah.
No one knows.
Now, how do you mention stripping down naked to weigh yourself? A lot of times, you know what? You go in the doctor's office and you have to weigh before you get your physical and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take like your wallet and keys and everything out of
your
pockets?
No, but I'll tell you what. They weigh more than you think they do. Because I do weigh myself at home naked, and then I will go to the doctor, and it'll be 15 pounds higher. I'm like, either my scale's really off, or I've got a lot of heavy stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
You got a lot of heavy stuff, Tom.
That's what I'm saying.
Honey, it's got to be, for you, when you go into the doctor's office and they say jump on those scales, because you don't like, you hide everything. We don't know your age.
Yeah.
We don't know your weight. We don't know hardly anything about you.
I wish some of those doctors would move them out of the hallway, you know, those scales, because it's hard to undress right there in front of everybody.
Oh, my word. Well, she's got those HIPAA laws that protect her.
No, that's HIPAA.
Oh.
HIPAA laws, which is also in reference probably to hips. But about half of us do strip down naked when we weigh ourselves.
At home. Not in the hallway of the doctor's office like Heidi.
Well, and when it comes to weighing yourself, let's say at home, let's say you're at someone's house, okay? You're at a party or something. You see the scales in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Do you weigh yourself then?
No, it's too depressing.
You don't?
Why do you want to know you weigh more? Because you've got all these clothes on.
Okay, right. I don't like weighing myself with my clothes on.
That must be a girl's perspective, because if I see a scale in a bathroom in a stranger's, or not stranger, but, you know, a friend's house, I always get on that scale.
I do too.
Yeah.
But not during a party.
Well, okay.
And I will tell you, I move it out of the bathroom when I do have people over, because I'm afraid they're going to hit recall and see how much I weigh.
Okay, I would have never thought of that in a million years, but Heidi is like a conspiracy theory going over here, and she's like, I'm hiding this.
Yeah.
Well, my scale, you put your age in, you put all this. I mean, that's really incriminating.
To get that scale.
I know. Yeah, I know. Yes. I know.
I lie to my scale.
I will say, though,
10 years younger.
If you are, you know, at your friend's house and you see the scale, make sure you lock the door when you're weighing yourself, especially if you're stripping down naked.
Make sure you lock the door while you're trying to figure out how to recall everything. Never thought of that.
That's true. And, of course, there has been talk about weighing at the airports before you fly now.
Oh, my.
Where they they would have like a scale there, and you would step on the scale. 4 out of 10 Americans say they wouldn't mind being publicly weighed at the airport.
Why are they going to do it?
I don't know, Tom.
That worries me. I know you got the small planes. Like, if you're going to hop on some little thing over to the Bahamas,
yeah,
and they're like, we need to weigh everyone so we know the plane doesn't crash. But I thought that the commercial, like 747s, they could buffer that enough. I don't want to get on a plane where it matters whether someone lied about their weight.
Right.
Well, the airlines, they say, are always looking for a way to reduce weight because of the cost of the gas prices and fuel and stuff. So that could even help them cut costs there.
But how?
I don't want them just to squeak by, you know, going, okay, here's what we got weighed. And here's how much fuel we need to get to Philadelphia.
Oh, right. No.
Yeah. We got enough.
Yeah. I'm like, I want extra. I want an extra tank.
They'll also charge you more if you weigh more.
I was going to say, how are they cutting weight by you stepping on the scale and they're going, oh, not this flight. You need to go on a diet and come back in a week and we'll let you fly with us.
Run around the terminal 4 times to come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.